So Jesus was traveling and teaching people about God's kingdom, and large crowds came to hear him. One day he told them this story. He said, "The kingdom of God is like when a man goes out and scatters seed on the ground. The farmer doesn't know how it happens, but gradually the seed sprouts and grows and grows, and when it's ripe, he harvests it." Well, later Jesus told another story to the crowd. He said, "God's kingdom is like a farmer who went out to plant wheat in his field. But that night, an enemy came and planted weeds in the same field. When the crops sprouted, the farmhands came to the farmer and they said, 'There are weeds growing in your field.' But the farmer said, 'An enemy did this.' And the farmhands asked, 'Do you want us to pull up the weeds?' And the farmer said, 'No, if you pull up the weeds, you might accidentally pull up the wheat too. Let them grow together, and when the harvest time comes, I'll tell the people harvesting to separate out the wheat and put it in my barn and the weeds and burn them in a fire.'" Then Jesus left the crowds. Now, he had already chosen 12 men to be his closest followers, called his disciples. And they went up to him and asked, "Jesus, what does that story mean?" And Jesus said, "Pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. I am the farmer, and the field is the world. The wheat represents those who hear God's word and do what it says. And the weeds represent those who disobey God and don't do what he says. The enemy is Satan, and the people doing the harvesting represent my angels. At the end of time, I will send my angels, and they'll separate out those who disobey God and don't do what he says, and all the things that cause people to sin, and they'll throw them into the fire that never goes out. But the people who hear God's word and do what it says will thrive in God's kingdom."